This is episode number 2393 of the Who Cares News for Monday, February 27th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Khloe Kardashian has been slapped with a lawsuit.
What?
By her former household assistant.
Whoa.
Who claims he was fired after taking a leave of absence.
Huh.
Following a leg injury.
Oh, my. Wow. Huh.
Now, not to make fun of anyone's name, because, you know, why would I want to do
that? Why would you want to do that? Of course you want to do that.
Oh,
we know you.
Man, it's
met you.
Holy.
What's his name?
Matthew Manhard.
Oh, man. I think it's a made-up name.
It has to be.
You know, that's a stage name.
What,
Matthew
for porn?
Manhard. Well, yeah, probably.
It's just porn name. It's just OnlyFans name. Anyway, he's been working for Clo-Clo in 2019. Claims he was let go in November 2022.
Okay.
That's when he began in 2019.
Right.
Let go in 2022.
Okay.
He alleges he told Khloe he was unable to work as a result of an injury sustained in May of 2022.
Okay.
Wonder if it was a
job. Well, it's his OnlyFans. Anywho,
but says when he returned to work 6 months later.
6 months?
Uh-huh.
How bad of a leg injury? Look, Jeremy Renner will be filming the next Avengers movie in about 2 weeks. Give me a break talking about leg injury. Come on.
Manhard.
Was he run over by a snowplow? Because that doesn't exist anymore. Jeremy Renner took that off the table. It's physical therapy. It's only been a month. Oh, my God.
He's doing better.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's doing a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's doing real
amazingly
good.
Better.
Amazingly better, because he's Jeremy effing Renner, but whatever.
Because he's...
Yeah.
He's what's his face?
Yeah, he's Hawkeye.
Hawkeye, yeah, he's Hawkeye. Hawkeye powers.
Hawkeye powers. Ooh. Anyway. What's going on with Clo-Clo's Manhard?
So Manhard.
Manhard. Also, what was his first name? Matthew?
Matthew.
We could call him Matthew. We don't have to call him Manhard.
Matthew Manhard also claims... I'm not going to use that name.
Yeah, right. All right.
Also claims he wasn't paid overtime on days he worked long 12-hour shifts and didn't have time for breaks.
What?
However, Khloe's reps have slammed the allegations.
Yeah.
What if she's consulted with her sister?
No, I doubt it. She's probably got to a real attorney because, yeah, I don't think we're going to chance Kim's legal prowess just yet. Just yet. She barely passed the baby bar. So, you know, we got.
But she passed.
Yeah, but it took her a few times.
It did.
Anyway.
According to Khloe's rep, Matthew Manhard.
Boy, we should get info underneath that somehow.
Property classified. It's like saying Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right. We move on.
Matthew Manhard.
Yes. Okay.
He was properly classified and compensated for his role, stating, "We will not tolerate false accusations.
Yeah.
And will prove that this is a frivolous lawsuit."
Frivolous. Frivolous indeed.
Now, after 6 months, I mean, if the role is terminated, the role is terminated.
Right.
However, my guess is his role was terminated and they have a different personal assistant.
Well, that's the deal. Because she couldn't go 6 months without a personal assistant. I mean,
heck no.
Waiting on him. All right. There you go.
Well, Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime performance only resulted in 103 complaints to the FCC.
Oh, only 103.
Which seems low.
It is low.
Especially given what seemed like massive media outrage.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was outraged about it. We didn't mention a whole lot about it because I'm of the opinion that it wasn't any worse than Shakira and J-Lo or Beyonce or anybody else shaking their booty the last few years out there.
Yeah.
You know,
Surprisingly, those who did complain thought the performance and the song lyrics were too sexual.
Oh, come on.
One person said, "I don't care what someone worships, But children shouldn't be exposed to pornography.
It was not pornographic.
And
what
as an adult, I don't wish to see it. Where has decency gone? How about respect for others and self? Now, I didn't even understand all the lyrics, because sometimes it's hard to make out what they're saying.
Well, the songs are well known.
Yeah.
Okay. And her new song was in there. But I think what people were complaining about were the guys that were in the suits, you know, kind of holding their crotches and things. But, you know, Michael Jackson did that too. So, you know.
Everybody holds their crotch.
Hey, everybody holds their crotch. Yeah.
Which I don't know why. I've never been able to figure out.
I never understood that
why
either.
Why people hold their crotch when
they
sing.
Oh, well.
Maybe it helps them hit higher notes. I don't know.
Only if you squeeze. Real hard.
Another said, This year the halftime show was so indecent.
I had to turn off the TV
because of the pornographic content.
Oh, come on. They were all fully dressed. There was no pornographic content whatsoever.
They were all fully dressed, yes.
There was no genitalia. There was none of that.
No boobs.
Yeah, there was no boobs.
No nip slips.
No.
Rihanna didn't do a lot of dancing herself since she's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And she was on a big platform in the sky half the time.
Good Lord.
FYI, the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake wardrobe malfunction in 2004 generated 540,000 complaints.
See, that, yes, way more. So the 103 guys just, come on. I didn't think it was bad at all. I thought it was decent taste. She kind of rubbed, you know, her crotch area, but again, like you said, that's what people do. I mean,
it
seriously.
Doesn't make it right, doesn't make it wrong. I'm just saying it, you know.
I mean, you know, Kanye West, you know, every time you see him, he's grabbing his crotch while he's got a mic in one hand and his hand on his crotch in the other. It's like, oh, whoa. I mean, Bieber does it. They all do it. Billie Eilish does it. Come on now.
And I don't know why. If someone can explain why all the crotch grabbing, I mean, I'm just curious.
At one time, I heard somebody say, and this is very important here, if you think what they're singing about is sex, let me tell you, every song is about sex.
Every song is about sex.
It's about sex. So anyway, you know what? I didn't find it pornographic, and you guys bite me. It was all right. It was fine.
There are songs out that have been out over the last few years that are far.
Oh, yeah.
That
it
are
wasn't
flat
like there
out.
Was explicit lyrics in this.
No. Because
they would have cut that anyway.
Right.
All right. With our apologies to Rihanna, because you know what? She did a good job. And to Halle Berry. Or who cares tomorrow? Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.